Welcome to Think About It, a podcast from Houston Baptist University here in Houston, Texas. At HBU, we empower our students so their beliefs can fuel their lives. We prepare our students to thrive at the university level and beyond. And now we join our host, Dr. Jerry Johnson, with today's guest.
It's really exciting today to welcome Rachel Sweet. She's been an honors college student and a Christianity major and biblical languages minor, learning from the teaching and character of world-class theologians in the School of Christian Thought. She's represented the school on HBU Student Government Association and is a chair of the School of Christian Thought Leadership Council. Rachel additionally has served as a Husky ambassador, and she plans to go into youth ministry. Welcome, Rachel.
Thank you so much. I'm really excited to be here.
Well, we're excited about your participation, and we're excited that we just can't wait for fall 2020. I know you got to be excited.
Absolutely. I'm really excited to be back on campus with everything that's happened, being at home and everything. It's like, I miss my friends, I miss my professors, but it's like, there's this weird thing, like, I love the campus so much that I'm just like, I miss HBU itself, you know what I mean? And definitely looking forward to coming back.
Well, we are going to be back in the fall of 2020, face-to-face, in-person teaching, and we'll do all the appropriate things that at that period of time are required, but we're going to be back, so... We have a little hashtag, just can't wait for fall 2020.
Absolutely. Definitely captures my feeling.
So tell us, what drew you to Houston Baptist University?
Well, funny thing is, like, I actually didn't originally think that I was going to come to HBU because they didn't have a youth ministry major specifically. But the thing was, like, once I came and visited, it was one of the schools that I'd applied to, because I was applying mostly to schools that would teach like Bible and things like that in Texas. So when I visited, it was just like immediately, it was just like home. Like, it felt like so welcoming. Everyone there was super welcoming. And it's even really cool because my job as a Husky ambassador, I kind of get to do the same thing that people did when I first came, because the first time that I came was at a Husky preview. And yeah, everyone was just so welcoming. The professors that I talked to were really awesome as well. And one of the things was that was so crazy to me was I went to an academic session, and one of the professors was like, well, some of you might have noticed how we don't have some specific majors. Like, for example, youth ministry. And I was like, what? I didn't even ask the question. Sorry, stressed. And then he was like, well, that's because we really want to teach you the Bible. And that's a thing that never changes. And you're going to learn ministry through a lot of experience. And I was like, wow, that's a really, really solid answer. And, you know, that is what I care about, because it's like, ultimately, what does God say about our situations and our lives and, like, just kind of the way that we live. So I thought that that was a super solid answer. And I mean, beyond that too, HBU just had really everything that I wanted. I loved that they had the different biblical languages. So a lot of schools don't have both Greek and Hebrew, but HBU does. And I loved that. Like I said, the professors, which, like, since coming here, I found out, like, they're even more awesome than what I first realized, because I could tell that they were pretty great, but now it's just like, wow, the professors are so awesome, because literally me and my friends will go and study like right outside the professor's offices, and they're totally cool with it. They're like, yeah, come study up here, come like be out here where we are, and they'll come and talk to us. And there was one week during finals where I was like, literally, I'm like, I'm procrastinating, but it's because I'm talking about theology to my professors. So it's just really cool, and I feel like it's continued to feel like home this entire time, you know, like, it hasn't stopped feeling that way. And I think that's one reason why, like, I miss it so much, because it's like, I'm home with my family, but it's still like, I'm away from home because I'm not at HBU, you know?
That is such a great testimony. And HBU, it's often been called home or family. And so many students have said to me, I feel like it's my family. The professors know me. I'm sure you feel the same way.
Yeah, absolutely.
So tell us, what high school did you go to?
So I was actually homeschooled.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what, so you're planning on going to youth ministry and you're in the Honors College at HBU.
Yes.
So explain all that.
Well, I didn't at first know about the Honors College. Once again, this was actually something I heard about the first time that I visited HBU. And I never really thought of myself as like, oh, I'm like this really great, really academic student who is like, you know, the like star student. I never really considered myself that. So whenever I heard about it, I was like, yeah, that's probably not for me. But then when I found out more about it, I was like, whoa, this sounds really cool. Because the way it works is we do a lot of reading of like great works of Western literature. And then we do discussions of it in kind of like a Socratic dialogue format.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a lot of writing. So it's a lot of writing, reading, and even some of our tests are done orally. Which is just like really, really cool to me. And I think whenever I actually started to find out more about it and I had my interview for it, I was like, oh my goodness. I really hope I get in because this sounds so amazing. And I think for me, like it really does apply to youth ministry because the thing is like when you're going to do youth ministry, like one, you need to be a good communicator. You need to be able to talk to people and present like a certain point of view. But another thing is like in discussions, you get to hear so many different points of view. Like, you know, there are other people who are Christians. I have classmates who are atheists and Muslims and like variety of different beliefs. And so just kind of getting to interact with them on a wide variety of texts really helps me to not only know the views of like all these different authors, but also to be able to interact with students who may have differing opinions than me and to kind of see their perspective of it. And also, I don't know, just like kind of view the different arguments and strengthen my own faith, I think.
The Honors College does really predispose you to get into youth ministry because It shows you a plethora of different thoughts and those Classics, obviously, are the basis of many of the thoughts about God, theology, et cetera, or alternate worldviews. How will you take this learning at HBU and the Honors College and use it in your youth ministry?
Yeah, well, I think that it'll just really, really help me when I'm interacting with students, just to be able to be a good listener to what my students are telling me and not just kind of be like, okay, you're wrong. You know what I mean?
Right.
And what they're saying and think about it and kind of have already interacted with some of their ideas likely. And to have an argument for like, here's why, like what the Bible is saying really is true. Here's why we believe what we believe. And so I really think that it's going to be able to help me to communicate my ideas better and to be able to interact with students better.
And any favorite professors at HBU?
So many. So hard. Dr. Blackwell might just be my very favorite. I love so many professors, honestly, like all the professors in the Honors College, Dr. Snell, Dr. Elliott, Dr. Hartenberg, in the School of Christian Thought, Dr. Harger and Dr. Mastin. But I think Dr. Blackwell just really, really stands out to me because he knows so much about the Bible, about theology, but really just about life and how to apply that to life. And I think he's a great teacher because he not only knows a lot, but he's able to explain things so clearly and work with you to kind of grow your understanding wherever you are. Like I had a Greek class with him and he had some different projects and things we had to do. And he really just worked with us to figure out where are you at kind of in this and how can I help you grow? And he's one of the professors too that will come out and talk to us when we're studying a lot of the time. And I really feel like with him and with like all the other professors I mentioned too, it's, they are such good professors and they genuinely care about us. They genuinely want us to grow as students, as people, as leaders, just as like an entire person. And to me, like Dr. Blackwell just kind of embodies that.
Indeed he does. I mean, when I think about youth today, I mean, youth are in a super crisis. There's no question about it. What has drawn you to want to minister in youth ministry? I know you're going to be totally equipped when you leave the School of Christian Thought, the Honors College at HBU, but what's the motivation there?
Well, I guess there's a couple of things. Like one is just, you know, ultimately I want to please God. I want to like at the end of my life, like go and hear like, well done, my good and faithful servant, because like, just imagine how amazing that would be to hear that from God himself. And really, I think beyond that, it comes from a lot of the experiences that I had in high school, just the ways that God grew me and the things that he taught me. And just knowing like, wow, there's so much that God is offering to students and so much that they often don't see. You know, I grew up in church all my life and it can be easy to think, oh, like I've got this, I don't need it anymore, you know, I'm good. But it's really like, no, God is constantly offering us his grace. He's constantly offering us more joy and peace and just to get to know him better. And that's a constant growing process throughout our lives. And I think there are so many students who need to see that. And also just so many students who are going through so many things, anxiety, depression, just difficult family situations, and really kind of figuring out who they are and what they even believe. So to me, it's just this opportunity to really share what God has done in my life with students and help them to grow and latch on to God, because really he is what's going to bring them through life and make their life really, truly beautiful.
So true. So true. Rachel, I mean, it's going to be exciting to be back at HBU in the fall of 2020. That's why we keep saying just can't wait for fall 2020. I guess you have a brand new appreciation for the opportunity to actually go to the campus. What are going to be some of the favorite things you're going to do when you're back at HBU in person with other classmates in the fall of 2020?
Yeah. Well, for sure, I'm definitely going to go up and study by my professor's offices again, have some conversations with them. I'll probably study in the Honors College office as well, because then I also get to talk to some of those professors. So those are going to be some great things. Also, just to like spend good time with my friends. That's been something that I've missed. And, you know, getting to have like discussions with them about like all our different classes and the books that we're reading. I think those are going to be like some of my things that I'm most looking forward to, is just to see everybody again. And I think also just to like get to spend time on campus to, you know, just to be there, you know what I mean?
Houston Baptist University has been voted one of the most beautiful campuses in America. There's a lot of reasons why. And, but, you know, I do like the idea that these professors are approachable and they're mentors. You know, in a lot of universities, you're kind of like a number. The professor doesn't even know you. It's really different at HBU.
Yes, sir. It really is. And I'm so thankful for all of them. Literally, like, I think of my final oral test for honors, and I was like, it was so fun. It was supposed to go an hour and the professors like were happy just to keep talking to me. We went an hour and a half. And I was like, that was so fun. I would have had that conversation whether or not it was a test, because it was so awesome to talk to them. And they were actually very, very encouraging of me at the end as well. And too, like some of the professors have actually done like Zoom calls with me and some of my classmates just to talk, just to see how we are.
Cool.
Like even when we've been home. And so it's so cool to see like they care about us so much, and it's not just when we're at school, like right in front of them, like they care about us even now. And even when we're not just like right in front of them.
Very, very well said. Now you're in what year will you be in this fall?
I'll be a senior.
Senior.
Yes.
Cool. Very cool.
Bittersweet too.
Just before we wrap up, I mean, you also are represented the School of HBU Student Government Association and the chair of the School of Christian Thought Leadership Council. What is the chair of the School of Christian Thought Leadership Council?
So basically, we just started the Leadership Council this past semester. So I feel like we weren't able to do everything that we wanted to because the semester was kind of cut short. But really, it started because I was representing the School of Christian Thought on the student government, because our dean, Dr. Bates, like I got to talk to him about a lot of things and tell him what other students were thinking and that kind of thing. And so whenever I did that, he'd be telling me about his ideas and we'd kind of get to do some of those things. So he was trying to increase communication in the school, wanting us to do more service. And so we were trying to really be the student helpers of that. And so I was, as the representative for the School of Christian Thought, I was also the chair on this leadership team.
Cool.
Trying to get some of that.
Yeah, that's awesome. Take a moment and just tell those that are listening, maybe parents or students themselves, why you feel like they should come to Houston Baptist University as opposed to another school.
Yeah. Well, because it's the best school ever. Like, I always tell everybody that because I genuinely believe it. But I think that I would absolutely say probably the biggest reason is really the professors. And I know I've said it a lot, but it's just like, I am so thankful for them, for everything that they've poured into my life. And I think, you know, getting to be a student at HBU really means you have those small classes and that interaction with the professors. And I think it's just a great opportunity to grow. You know, another thing that I think of for HBU is the way that I've gotten to express my creativity. I've actually gotten to do several like poetry projects and things, both for honors and even like for a final for one of my Christianity classes. And, you know, those kinds of things weren't really like, most of them didn't really involve a lot of like pre-approval or anything. And it wasn't the normal assignment. And I'm just thankful because it's like my professors were also flexible enough to allow me to express these things in more creative ways. So I think that makes it really unique too. You know, you kind of get to make this education your own and you have some freedom with being able to express yourself creatively and just, you know, kind of in whatever way suits you, I guess I would say. So I think that that is really, really special. Like the way that it just feels like home, the amazing professors, and then the way that you kind of get to form your own education, if you will.
Well, Rachel Sweet is on her way to youth ministry and she's going to graduate from Houston Baptist University in May of 2021 and the Honors College. She will be equipped by HBU to minister to young people. And we need Rachel Sweet in the world today. And we're grateful, Rachel, for what you're doing, for the light that's coming out of you, and for the home that you found at Houston Baptist University. We look forward to this fall. And yes, HBU will have in-person class teaching on campus. You can learn more about it at admissions at 281-649-3211. Looking for a college? Come on over to HBU this fall. And our graduate department, 281-649-3269, all of the men and women that are serving at HBU, these distinguished professors that Rachel has referred to, they are truly scholars, but they're scholars who care. And that makes them extra special. Rachel, thanks so much for sharing your story and for being a part of our HBU family.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
And I look forward to see you this fall at HBU because we just can't wait for fall 2020.
Absolutely.
Here at HBU, we influence the culture around us by challenging our students to put their beliefs into action every day.